I'm here with transparency advocate and citizen journalist Asha Wolf. Asha, I was just wondering if you could tell me what you thought about the Citizen Journalism Forum here at the New News Conference.
It was an interesting experience. To be honest, I was disappointed in some ways and surprised that the forum did not consist of panellists who considered themselves citizen journalists. For me, I was hoping that it would consist of people who actually had experience primarily in investigative journalism from a citizen journalism perspective. I think the most concerning thing for me while sitting in that panel was that Sally from Fairfax, who was looking after that panel, seemed to feel that people who use social media to as citizen journalists or to find and investigate news are not citizen journalists. And for me, I find that quite an offensive view because of the fact that there are so many outcomes in terms of opposing human rights abuses and investigating all sorts of issues that happen, like, for instance, BART in the US that involved the shutdown of cell phones in San Fran, or Libya, the uploading of videos. If you look at things like WikiLeaks and the crowdsourcing that's going on right now, to say that that is not investigative journalism and to say that that's not citizen journalism is frankly quite offensive to the people who are involved in it. The other thing I'd like to point out is that when somebody says that social media is not used by some individuals, and I'm not saying everybody who uses social media is a citizen journalist, but the people who create quality journalism and investigative journalism through their tweets or their reports, to say that they're not citizen journalists also means that you remove from them the set of values and protections that we apply to journalists. Now, here in Australia, for instance, we have MEA, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, and I'm a member of MEA as a journalist. Now, for me, my journalism consists of primarily blogging and tweeting, and so it's very important to uphold those protections for everybody, because it's not just journalists who work in print that should be afforded those protections, but also people who are on the ground in places like Libya or Egypt or in San Fran protesting against BART policies, or bloggers in China who are citizen bloggers, who should also have protections that journalists are afforded generally. Yes, so that's my view. Thank you.
Isn't the definition of citizen journalist a bit up in the air, though? It doesn't seem like there is a clear-cut definition, and just quickly, because we're almost out of time.
For sure, it's definitely a contentious thing. From my perspective, a citizen journalist is a crossover between investigative journalism and activism. It's essentially when the citizen takes it upon themselves to provide quality investigation on top of the data. So just producing data is not enough. It should also involve analysis and investigation.
And just finally, a lot of the people that were on, all the people that were on the panel today, were part of groups. Is citizen journalism something that has to be done alone, or can it be done as part of a group or an organisation?
Oh, look, it's definitely stronger when it's done together. And the beautiful thing is when people who are not necessarily working for organisations but are individuals working on their own with their own interests join forces together to crowdsource issues that are dear to them. So, for instance, currently there's a hashtag on Twitter called WLFind where individuals are crowdsourcing information on WikiLeaks and on the cable releases, 97,000-plus cable releases that are redacted through WikiLeaks and their media partners. And to do that sort of work is fabulous, because organisations like The Guardian or The New York Times have had those leaks for quite a long time now and haven't reported on many of the leaks in any sense that other journalists are, that citizen journalists are now reporting on via social media. So, yeah, thank you.
Asha Wolf, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with your future endeavours.
Thank you.